This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. My name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And we are your hosts for this program. Today, we're going to be talking about publicity. It's a hard word to say, but it's a very important concept in the Toastmasters world. It's important for both the districts and for the individual clubs to try to get some PR, to try to get some attention to their clubs, to get people to sign up, to spread the word about Toastmasters. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today.
Our guest today is Michael Varma. Michael is a freelance writer, award-winning presenter, and professional magician, as well as the appointed Founders District Public Relations Officer. And we're speaking today with Michael about getting publicity for Toastmasters and your Toastmasters Club. Michael, welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast.
Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the rousing applaud.
Thank you. All two of us were busy at it.
It's great to have you with us today, Michael. And as I said, we are going to be speaking about publicity, but I was hoping to frame the conversation and hone things in. If you could start out by defining for us what we mean by publicity in the context of Toastmasters.
Absolutely. That's a good way to start off the conversation. Well, Toastmasters, it's just a matter of publicizing Toastmasters. And our Founders District team, we came up with an abbreviated mission statement. It is a matter of maintaining and increasing the club's membership by publicizing the benefits of the Toastmasters program. Pretty simple, pretty short and sweet, but the key words are to maintain and increase. As far as maintaining, you're working towards your current membership. You're trying to show the value and the wonders of the program to your current members by making announcements, highlighting their achievements, high achievements, upcoming events, special programs, trainings, contests, and then you post that information up on the web. And then, so that's inside the club to maintain the enthusiasm for your club members. Then outside the club is where you increase your membership. You're trying to find potential members. And oddly enough, you're doing the exact same thing. You're making announcements, you're highlighting special achievements, you're looking at upcoming events and telling people about the special programs, the trainings, the contests. And again, you post that on the web, or even better yet, you start sending news releases out to the public. Mm-hmm. So you practice in the club, and then you present outside of the club to maintain and increase that membership.
Gotcha. So the publicity of Toastmasters, what do you say about, I don't know, give me a percentage. How much of it is actually focused on Toastmasters, promoting Toastmasters International, the organization, the program, versus promoting the club itself?
That's a good question as well. It depends on each vice president of public relations what they want to focus on. I'm working on the district level, so I'm looking for many of the clubs, and I get to promote all of Toastmasters.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't care which club that they join. I'd love for a member to join my home club, but by the same token, I want to get anybody and everybody into a Toastmasters club. Each club VP of PR, they're going to focus on their club specifically, mm-hmm. whether they do a podcast, a webcast, a video that goes on YouTube or Flickr, and promote their club specialty. We have a couple specialty clubs in the Founders District, like there's Humor Masters. They focus on LPMs, which is laughs per minute. So they're going to be advertising or publicizing to comedians or people who want to add humor into their presentations.
Gotcha. So do you think it's important for individual clubs who are doing PR not to forget to promote Toastmasters, the program itself?
Absolutely. The base program of Toastmasters can be applied to any Toastmasters club, and better yet, they can apply those exact same skills to their own personal and professional goals.
Okay.
Very good. Michael, whenever we have a discussion about publicity, inevitably the A word comes up, and that is advertising. Could you
yes.
help us in understanding what the difference is between advertising and publicity? Is there a difference?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There is a difference. There is also quite a bit of overlap. And it's been said once upon a time, you pay for advertising and you pray for publicity. That's because publicity has at least 10 times the power of advertising. And I can give you an example. Let's see here. If you pay for a sign that says the circus is coming to the fairgrounds on Saturday, that's advertising. And I'm positive it'll generate an audience and people go to the circus because they read the sign that you paid for. But if you put that sign on the side of an elephant and walk that elephant around town, that's promotion. And people say, hey, did you see that elephant walking right down the middle of Main Street? Yeah, the circus is coming to town. And you've just created a little buzz around the neighborhood and people go to the circus.
Right. Do you need a license for that?
Why, no, I don't think so.
I check with the state. Disclaimer.
Or your city.
Yeah.
And then the last part is if you take that elephant and you basically walk that elephant through the mayor's garden, the media would report on it, and that would be publicity. You'd have a newscast going, breaking news. A circus elephant walks through the mayor's garden. Thousands poured into the circus tent to see the famous elephant. You'd be getting expensive airtime on TV, radio, and possibly front page news, sure, all for free.
Not that you're advocating trespassing, I trust.
No.
And at 10 o'clock, the elephant rider goes to jail for 6 months.
That would be bad. But that's the last part. You know, if you get the mayor to laugh about the whole incident, that's public relations.
Mm.
And those are the three levels of the public relations. You have your advertising, promotion, and publicity. So the main difference between advertising and publicity, advertising is what you pay for, but publicity is what you get for free.
Gotcha. So how do you exactly generate this free publicity without actually having to buy or rent an elephant?
Exactly. Yeah, nobody really has access to elephants nowadays. So you don't need an elephant, but you need to have an event, and that generates publicity. In the real estate business, it's all about location, location, location. For free publicity, it's all about events, events, events. So let's see. I probably have another example here. Toastmasters was founded on October 22nd, 1924. That means October 2009 is going to be Toastmasters' 85th anniversary. Now, that's an event. In the media, that date is called a time peg. You can then generate publicity, free publicity, before, during, and after the event. So you have three opportunities to gain publicity for your club. And then I think other ways that you can generate the publicity, the most effective and probably the low-cost way to generate free publicity is to write a news release. And then Toastmasters has a 48-page manual called Let the World Know, and it's fabulous. It costs about $3, or better yet, you can download it for free on the Toastmasters International website. A well-crafted news release can be picked up by a reporter and shared with their subscribers. I recently wrote just two news releases, and both were picked up by a local e-zine, that's an electronic magazine, which sent my story out to 40,000 subscribers. And that's not bad for just sitting in my own house wearing my blue jeans and a loud Hawaiian shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, works for me. So when you write a news release, it's all about the event, which generates the publicity.
Like a little side note, I'm actually reading a book right now called The New Rules of PR, and they talk about how no longer are people using the term press release, but they're moving to news release, and I noticed that you use that term. Why is that?
It's a matter of generating news. Press is, it's kind of like not necessarily an old term, but people think of a press reporter called the news press, and guys with the funny hat and little note card in their head. Yeah. So they're really talking about news and generating more news, and it's the WIFM factor, what's in it for me, and generate the news to the customer or the readers or the subscriber's viewpoint.
Gotcha.
So Michael, you talked about a significant anniversary as being a time peg, something that would be newsworthy. And you mentioned that there are things you can do before that to garner publicity. Could you talk a little bit about what kinds of things you can do, maybe in addition to a news release?
In addition to a news release? Well, there's a podcast, which we're doing right now. And then for the more technically savvy, those folks can do YouTube commercials or ads.
Mm-hmm.
And post that onto YouTube or Flickr. There's about a half a dozen other ways of promoting communicate to any club or Toastmasters or any particular event.
Right.
I know in my own club we did a little promotion. It was Last Comic Standing, or when Last Comic was pretty big in the news, we did Last Minute Standing within our club, and each Toastmaster got up to tell one joke. It had to be a short, brief joke, and we were able to generate a lot of publicity for that by filming the jokes and putting that on YouTube, and then we ended up having about 75 people coming into our speech contest.
Wow. Interesting.
And it was last Toastmaster Standing. It was a lot of fun.
That's pretty cool.
I bet you could even combine some of the strategies. For example, sending a news release that may include a URL for a video sample on YouTube or photos from a similar event on Flickr.
Absolutely. And in fact, nowadays, with the advent of the internet, you can post your news releases almost immediately. A lot of the local papers, since there is the downsizing of the print media, mm-hmm. the local media online, we've been able to post news releases and events immediately. And there's several calendars. There's Google Calendar. I know out here in California we have the Orange County Register. You can post those ads or special events directly on a calendar. And then you just look at your other local newspapers and find out where else you can post those ads and that information.
Gotcha. Yeah, that YouTube video thing, it reminds me of what Mentos did. Actually, Mentos didn't do it. Some kids took the Mentos, like I think it was the Mint Mentos, the Mint Chewy Mentos it has to be for best results, and put them in Diet Coke, and then they filmed it. And it has like tens of millions of hits on YouTube because it creates like the big fountain effect, like it explodes. And
right.
what they did is they took a 500 Mentos and then put it in 20 gallons of soda, I think, and it was just like crazy. And Mentos actually picked up on that, and it was a huge, huge free PR stunt for Mentos, and they got like tons of. I don't know how many millions of dollars of PR from that. So I guess my point is, if you could throw a Toastmaster in diet soda, that would be awesome.
That would be interesting to watch, absolutely. And then we'd have to caution everyone that we are working for an international nonprofit organization and to put everything in the best light as possible.
Right.
So we do have a lot of creative solutions and creative ads. In fact, in the Founders District, we're running the Founders Film Award, where each of our clubs that want to can film a small YouTube ad, a 30-second ad, or possibly a minute, promoting their club or Toastmasters International. And it's just, and there are a few ground rules of trying to make it appropriate and tasteful.
Of course.
Mm. So, Michael, what other kinds of events can members publicize?
Members can publicize just about anything and everything that goes on within the Toastmasters realm. They can publicize their new officers' installations, speech contests, especially the speech contest with, we have a humor speech contest right now, an evaluation contest, for anybody who has completed an educational award, whether they completed a competent communicator, the distinguished Toastmaster, any of those awards, open houses, and when there's a new club that has formed. Each and every single one of those are an event that can be publicized.
All right, Michael, this is great stuff. We want to thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. Do you have any other information that you want to share with us before we let you go?
Let's celebrate Toastmasters. This is the 85th anniversary, and we've spent a lot of time in the Founders District reaching out to our local mayors to have them proclaim October 2009 as Toastmasters Month.
And I heard you had some big success with that. 19?
Actually, we're up to 26 mayors.
Wow.
We have 6 congressmen and 1 senator, and the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, has endorsed and has proclaimed Toastmasters Month for October 2009.
Great. Did you get to the president yet or not yet?
Not yet. We have actually talked to his people.
Yeah.
So we have not. I have not talked to him directly as of yet.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're going to get that. So just keep trying.
I'm looking forward to it. It'd be quite fun.
All right, Michael, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. If you heard our sponsor message at the beginning of this podcast, you might be wondering, what is this PowerPoint karaoke thing all about? PowerPoint karaoke is a fun way to practice improv speaking skills and poke a little fun at PowerPoint abusers in the process by presenting slides to the audience that you have never seen before. Amation is sponsoring this PowerPoint karaoke contest and will send a special PowerPoint karaoke starter kit to any Toastmaster who wants to host an event. Videos of the PowerPoint presentations will be voted on and will be eligible for the national grand prizes of up to $5,000 in cash. Events must take place before October 31st in order to qualify for the national contest. For details and to sign up as a host for one of these events, visit PowerPointKaraoke2009.com.
That's going to do it for today's show. If you have any feedback, please go ahead and email us at podcast@toastmasters.org, or you can call our listener feedback voicemail line at 1-888-451-8862. You can post on our blogs at toastmasterspodcast.com, or send us a tweet on Twitter at @TMPodcast. That's twitter.com/TMPodcast.
Thank you very much for being with us, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.